for the week ending February 14th, Zolo. It's the award-winning Subgenius This Week, a news and commentary podcast that has a 500-foot restraining order out against the conspiracy lie machine. The truth you hear on this program is so true that we had to come up with a new term for it, and that term is True Truth.
Copyright 2008, The Very Young Earth Society.
We leave the news full of lies to the conspiracy vomit machines, like Fox News, the 700 Club, and the Home Shopping Network. Why, the truth you hear on Subgenius This Week may be so damn true, some might consider them lies. Well, you know what? Those people are jerks. I'm Father Time. Feel free to Twitter the shit out of me at the Father of Time on Twitter. Also, feel free to DDoS attack my website, revfathertime.com. Enough of this gay banter. Let's look into the sacred Subgenius holidays for the week. February 8th is shared by four venerable Subgenius saints, Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe. It's Saint Teletubby Day. Ordained Subgeniuses get 20% off of dry cleaning on February 9th, because that's when we worship Saint Monica Lewinsky. February 10th, we collectively fap to our sainted president fucker, Marilyn Monroe. Eat the hell out of February 11th, it's the Overindulgence Festival! February 12th is High Confiscation of Property Day, and the 13th is for the patron saint of Sesame Street, Saint Snuffleupagus. Is that a cheeseburger in your vagina, or are you just happy to fucking see me? Which brings us to the end of the conspiracy week with either Aztec Day or Saint Seca Day, whichever you choose to celebrate. Oh, mama, those were the Subgenius holidays for the week, and now...
They call him Little Father Time because he's young, but he looks aged. Little boy tried to love the world, then he read too many faces. Says he'd love to love flowers, but he just can't stop thinking that they'll all be withered up before tomorrow's sun's done sinking. Little Father Time.
Little Father Time.
He don't believe this old world is spinning right.
Little Father Time.
He can't understand why man and a wife would bring in a child. Father Time looks at them big green trees. All he sees is lumber, looks at an open hand. Only sees a fist and feels the anger. Watches the lovers walking by dressed in their summer clothes. But when he turns his head, he finds he just can't make his darkness go. Oh!
Whether you're a Subgenius or whether you're not, you may have been affected this week by whether you were affected by weather or not. Yes, it seems Mr. Cold Miser blasted much of the United States with snow and ice, and left people having to shovel out their driveways and flying saucer landing pads. Some areas of the East Coast have received over 3 feet of snow, and more is expected. Well, big deal, you say. It's winter. It snows in winter. Why are people getting their panties in a bunch about it? Well, I'll tell you why! People are innately aware, whether they are Subgeniuses or not, that these freak weather patterns in extreme conditions are only the precursors of much worse weather to come. You see, this planet, which we laughingly call Earth, is rejecting us. The very hills and valleys, rivers and lakes, every waterfall and every tree fucking hates you. The planet knows that it wasn't meant to be here in the first place. This planet is Mars, not Earth. And it's getting pretty bob-damn-sick of being told otherwise. What will follow in the next months leading up to X-Day will be a cataclysm of hideous weather, the likes of which no one has ever seen before. The clouds will dump even more snow on the land, followed by downpours of ice shards. This will be followed by heavy downpours of shards of glass and wood splinters. It may break from this and be sunny for a day or two, but that's just to lure you into a false sense of safety before the very ground opens up and floods the world with menstrual blood. As spring approaches, the skies will rain forth with frogs, albino turkeys, and those little fish that swim up your pee hole. These severe conditions will seem like heaven compared with what awaits us as July 5th approaches. Great swirling gas clouds of flatulence from the anus of the earth itself will roam the countrysides. Rivers will boil and trees will begin to come alive and attack us. Earthquakes will swallow landmasses whole, and tornadoes in packs of hundreds will wander the globe and suck up all the debris. Now, if you look at the map here, you'll see a low-pressure system dipping down into Idaho, bringing with it showers of used pinball machine parts and dead kittens. The Midwest is in for a long couple of days, as it is expected to be ravaged by mud golems, followed by 1,000-degree temperatures. This weather pattern here over New Orleans is going to let loose with heavier-than-expected rainfalls of black people, while the East Coast will see showers and thunderstorms of BG albums. Surprisingly enough, the skies above Sherman, New York will be surprisingly calm and sunny as July 5th approaches. It will seem like this area is covered by some sort of invisible protective dome as a nightmare of weather happens around it. All these events have been foretold by Bob, of course, in the many subgenius books available in your local library. So stop pissing and moaning about the snow already, and send $30 to the Church of the Subgenius before it's too late. Buy your admission passes to X-Day at Brushwood Folklore Center in Sherman, New York, before the real shit hits the fan. And I do mean it, because most of the country will be drenched with torrential rains of shit and box fans for the foreseeable future. I am Reverend Father Time in beautiful, for now, Madison, Wisconsin. Have a pleasant tomorrow. You're going to die.